Welcome to Inspiration Software's Thinkspiration podcast on comparing visual thinking in education and business. I'm Sarah Cargill, the Thinkspiration ambassador, and I'm here with Brian Friedlander. Brian is an experienced technology trainer and mind mapping specialist. His company, Assistive Tech, provides training, consultations, and support with assistive technology and professional development. So Brian, how have you used visual thinking and learning as a strategy for teaching your students new ideas?
Well, I really think that visualization and visual thinking is really an important skill for students. And I think using programs like Inspiration or Web Inspiration allow students to think more deeply about pop that they're working on. So oftentimes when students are reading a text, having them lead a graph organizer, looking at the plot and the climax and things of that, but really allows them to think more deeply about the topic that they're studying, and having tools like Inspiration and Web Inspiration or Kidspiration allows them to do it with tremendous ease and also with tremendous engagement, which is critical working with today's youth who are used to using computers and technology.
That's great, Brian. How have you used visual thinking and learning to improve business processes, planning, and projects?
I mean, I've have using Inspiration almost since it's been out, and also use Web Inspiration Pro. And I think when I'm designing my workshop presentations or even a proposal for a presentation, I always go back to these tools for mapping out the ideas. I think, for brainstorming and organizing your ideas, there's really nothing better than have these visual tools at your disposal. I know some people like to do lists, but for me, I get to see the overview very quickly when I put it into a program like Web Inspiration or Inspiration. I get to see the big picture, and I get to see the details, and I move things about easily once they're recorded in any of the applications.
Those are great points. How do you feel the use of visual thinking and learning differs between education and business?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I think that definitely it's really important to teach kids how to use these skills so that when they move into the business world, they have them. In education, I think the non-linguistic representation of information is really important, both as a memory aid and as a learning tool, and to help teachers to, as I said, reach a deeper level of understanding for material. I think in the business world, I think what we're seeing now is that visual communication is really important when we have meetings or planning agendas and things of that sort. And I think for projects, using tools like Inspiration or Web Inspiration Pro can be invaluable, again, for seeing the picture and seeing the steps that are needed to get from point A to point B. There's something about visualization that makes it easy for everyone to literally, I think, be on the same page, and it's much more concrete, and I think there's less of a chance that things are not understood. So when you walk away with the meeting and you print out that graphic, everyone understands the direction of where the project is going, and it makes it easy to assign resources to those projects that you have using the tools in Inspiration or Web Inspiration Pro.
That's great. So I have just one last question for you today.
Sure.
Do you think the use of visual thinking and learning in education environments improves students' performance and practice in business?
Most definitely. I mean, there's a lot of research that points to the use of non-linguistic representation in the classroom for learning, and it is probably one of the most important strategies we can teach our students. And we also work with a lot of students in schools where English may not be their primary language, or students that I work with who are in special education. And, having the visual and the graphics can be really important as a memory aid for these students. I often have my graduate students who are doing projects using Web Inspiration, Classroom, or Inspiration, or even Kidspiration, develop study guides with graphics. And they always come back and tell me just how much more information the students were able to retain and recall during, when they're actually evaluated or they take the test. So I think it's really, really critical. And I think the more we model these practices to students, then when they go into the business world, we're giving them another tool that they can use, as well as strategies that they can use to help solve in real-world problems. And I think sometimes there is that connect between what happens in school and what happens in business. But this is a general trend, especially with the internet. It's much more visual, and I think that students need to learn how to use these tools so that, when they do get into the business world, that they have new strategies and new ways for brainstorming, for problem solving, and certainly having these visual tools makes it a lot easier to do so.
Thanks for joining us for our podcast today, Brian. You may learn more about Brian Friedlander on his blog at assistivetech.blogspot.com. That's assistivetech.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening to Inspiration Software's Thinkspiration podcast.